As you may know, Section 27, Subsection 2 of the PFMA doesn't allow provincial ministers to table their budgets before the national budget. So when the tabling for the national budget was postponed, it automatically impacts the tabling of the provincial budget, which was originally planned for the 6th of March. We will obviously aim to be able to table our budget within the 2 weeks after the national tabling, and we are committed at a provincial level to ensure that our service delivery continues in the meantime.
Yeah. In terms of the, call it the budget that would have been for the purposes of this conversation, we know, of course, the budget, the embargo on the budget was lifted, and many of us have now had the opportunity to have a look at it. What do you make of that budget as it stands, and understanding also of obviously the dynamic around the 2% proposed VAT hike, but what were the other elements of that particular budget that you made of?
So as you may know, provinces are under severe pressure when it comes to service delivery. In the Western Cape, for example, despite the 7% growth in terms of employment over the years, despite the 9% growth in terms of GDP, despite our Gini coefficient coming down and our HDI going up, we've had rapid population increase. We've had a 19.6% population increase, and that puts pressure on our service delivery. However, in the Western Cape, we don't believe that we need to be able to get that funding from an increase in VAT. We believe that we can find it at a national level by reprioritizing, by cutting wasteful expenditure, and by fast-tracking economic growth reforms.
Yeah. I also just wanted to touch base on what the priorities from your perspective as the MEC of Finance in the Western Cape would be in terms of your own budget. Would that largely depend on what Minister Enoch Godongwana says, or are there or have there already been some plans underfoot in the Western Cape?
So for the past few months, the provinces, including the Western Cape, we work very closely with National Treasury in terms of the national budget process in order to prepare for our own provincial budgets as well. In terms of budgets, you may know that 95% of the Western Cape budget comes from the national government. So any possible changes at a national level have a potential to impact provincial budgets. And in this regard, we are working with National Treasury and the national government in order to ensure seamlessness in our budget process going forward. From the Western Cape's perspective, we are committed to economic reform, to job creation in our province, and we are doing our best under the severe circumstances in our fiscal environment to ensure that we are able to deliver on service delivery needs.
Yeah. I'm wondering also from the conversations that have been had around particularly some of the key sectors to the residents in the Western Cape. You talk about healthcare, education, and education was under the spotlight quite heavily in 2024 because of the decision that was taken around not renewing contracts, etc., etc. Is there anything that from your side at the Western Cape, particularly when it comes to any sort of discretionary funding that you receive from national government and how that would be prioritized?
So we receive two big pots of funding from national. We receive what they call the provincial equitable share that's divided between the nine provinces, and then you receive your conditional grants. Now, conditional grants is really off the table because you're only allowed to use a conditional grant for the condition which was set. So you can't use that conditional grant for salaries if it's not for salaries, for example. Mm. And then the provincial equitable share is divided between the nine provinces. It's this pot of money. As at the 2024 adjustment, I think it was about 41.2% of some sort for the nine provinces. And despite the Western Cape being the third biggest province in terms of population, we currently get the fifth biggest or fifth smallest part of the provincial equitable share. And the provincial equitable share essentially does not make enough provision for the population growth in provinces. If you see people are moving with their feet, then those funding really does need to move with the feet, because we still need to be able to pay for those service delivery demands despite that funding not coming to the province. So that 5% of provincial revenue in our budget, we often dip into that provincial revenue to try and bolster and protect our provincial budget from the external shocks at a national level. You may also know that previously at a national level, 590 billion rand was used to bail out SOEs. And that money came from national education, from health, and from police. So when those budget cuts are done, they filter down to the provinces, and then provinces are put in a very difficult situation about where do you find the funding from.